There's a little trade show going on in Las Vegas this week where people are making big promises about the next big thing on the tech horizon. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Jack Stewart in for Molly Wood. Your regular host, Molly, has been in Vegas this week at CES. So we're going to check in with her for the big takeaways from what used to be known as the Consumer Electronics Show. CES claims to be the gathering place for developers, innovators, and suppliers to showcase the very latest in consumer tech. 4,400 companies exhibit, 170,000 people attend from 160 countries. But there are still questions about how representative the show is, with continuing signs that it just can't get it right when it comes to women in tech. Molly called into our Marketplace studios from the CES show floor between interviews and panels. First, we started talking about the big theme this year, 5G, the super-fast mobile broadband tech that's supposed to revolutionize our online lives, and why we still don't have it.
As with so many things, it is infrastructure. It is simply a matter of getting all of these different cells, literal physical cells, into all of these neighborhoods, all of these cities, all these rural areas, having the spectrum to support that. It's kind of the roads and bridges that need to be built so that 5G can actually come out. And that is, no one should, you know, even if all of the technology is in place, if you can't turn that system on, it's not going to go anywhere.
Is there one particular takeaway that, you know, has really stood out for you from the week there?
Sony, of all companies, unveiled an electric car prototype. They don't intend to build it, as far as I know. I mean, it really is truly a prototype, but it's a working prototype that everybody can sort of like get their hands on and sit in the seats and, you know, stream Sony movies. And it was really meant to demonstrate kind of how automotive is this next huge computing platform. And it just goes so hand in hand with entertainment and all these other technologies. And so everybody's buzzing about the Sony electric car.
Molly, last year you spoke with one of the leaders of the Consumer Technology Association, the group which runs CES, about the presence of booth babes at the conference. You saw them there in 2019. Any update this year?
I did. And, you know, CES is really continues to be unable to avoid kind of gender-based controversy. I can tell you that I saw booth babes in one of the major halls in the convention center at the Nikon booth. And what CES did and what the CTA did was say, we're going to implement a stricter dress code. And I think if you hew to that law and you have really attractive female models in ball gowns instead of bikinis, that maybe you have, you know, you've achieved the letter of the law, but not the spirit. So I think that that culture change clearly takes time and perhaps stronger enforcement. And then, of course, you had a lot of controversy around Ivanka Trump appearing as a keynote speaker for, you know, years and years. CES has not had female keynote speakers as a part of its big presentation lineup. And one of the reasons that they always gave was that there aren't that many female CEOs of tech companies and that that was their filter. So I think a lot of women were upset to see Ivanka Trump, who is not the CEO of a tech company and does not have particularly deep tech credentials, be one of the very few women giving a keynote address. So certainly some of those gender controversies continue.
Molly, thank you. Molly Wood will be back in the host chair here next week with more from CES. She spoke to some big name CEOs there of companies like Delta, Qualcomm, and Quibi. And now for some related links. We talked about Sony's technology testbed electric car and the latest tech on it, the types of technology that could eventually lead to self-driving cars. Well, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao spoke at CES, and she outlined the government's AV 4.0 guidelines for autonomous vehicles. And it turns out they're basically a bunch of voluntary standards with not a lot of detail on enforcement. Industry might be very happy with that. Safety groups are not. We'll link you to the details. But we also wanted to give you some related audio today. Because in between interviews, Molly Wood went exploring through those giant exhibit halls of CES with marketplace engineer Drew Jostad. And this is just a sample of what they found. Basically, a lot of gadgets focused on, let's call it, incremental self-improvement.
Smartphone vision tests, no. That's just going to make me feel bad about myself. it's inevitably it's going to be like, oh yeah, you look at your phone too much. Yeah, I know. What is visceral fat level? Visceral fat level is how I feel after the holidays. This hall is terrible. It's like, come through here and test your eyesight and then find out how fat you are. How badly you're sleeping. Toto. Are you familiar with Toto, Drew? The washlets, the bidets. Fun fact, I got everyone in my family bidets for Christmas.
Yeah.
I was basically the little like clean butt elf. Oh yes, this is the thing. The toilet paper roller. Like, if you don't have a bidet, like you should, and you're stuck on the toilet and you're out of toilet paper, apparently you can summon your little Charmin robot and it'll bring some to you. Look, oh God, he was actually sitting on the pot. Amazing. I don't want to get lice or anything, but I kind of want to lay on one of those beds. All right, oh God, okay, just note this moment that if I get bed bugs, it happened here. I'm not going to lie, like this freaking heated bed is like really working.
Opening your capillaries, slowing your heart rate and breathing to help you fall asleep faster. Now, please move to the other side.
Oh no, I have to go to the cold side. Okay, bye. I mean, I can resist the trivial for a while, but I'm only human. You can talk all you want about the smart home and artificial intelligence and 5G and autonomous driving and whatever, but everybody needs to brush their teeth, change a baby, and poop. Like, it's nice to see the consumer electronics industry address all the needs.
Molly Wood getting some well-earned rest at CES there. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Our assistant producer is Jesus Alvarado. Thank you to Alison Vermeulen for some CES wrangling this year. Jody Becker's our senior producer, Robin Edgar's our engineer, and I'm Jack Stewart. That is Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.